This morning I want to share a message with you that I have titled, Chickens and Eagles. I know. And I want to begin this morning by reading a verse of scripture with you. So if you have your Bibles, we're going to go over to the book of Isaiah. And we're going to go to chapter 40. And we're going to look at one verse of scripture, which is verse 31. If you don't have your Bible with you, it'll be on the screen up here. Get your Bible, you got your verse ready, just say amen. All right. The Word of God says, those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. All of these things God promises to us if we trust in the Lord. If you go back and you read through God's Word, you can read from the beginning of the New Testament all the way through to the end of the Old Testament, and you will find over and over and over again where God has described His people as being many different things. We have been called a branch on a vine. We have been called a tree by a river. We are a light on a hill. We're salt. We are sheep. We have been called a runner in a race, a wrestler, a soldier, and it goes on and on and on and on as you read through God's Word. And now here in Isaiah chapter 40, God tells us once again that if we will trust in Him, He says that we will soar high on wings. Look what He says, like an eagle. Like an eagle. So once again, God is using a metaphor here to tell us that we can be like an eagle, a spiritual eagle, if you will. Well, as we work our way through this message this morning, I want to share a couple things with you that I've learned about an eagle's way of life. And I hope that it will help you to understand the kind of Christian eagle or eagle Christian that I believe God has called you to be, guys. That I believe God wants you to be. And I want to begin by asking you to think about something. Just look right here just for a minute. I want you to think about something. What do you think of when you think of an eagle? What do you see when you think of an eagle? What do you see? Here's my thought. The Bible tells us that God is not a respecter of persons, right? Y'all know that, right? Well, in the eyes of God, we are considered to be the highest life form on this earth. That in itself leads me to believe that He's not a respecter of animals either. So, why did He choose to identify us with an eagle? I mean, God created all of the birds, and there are tons and tons of them out there that He could have identified us with. Why not a chicken? Why not? I mean, God's not a respecter of persons or animals. What difference would it make to Him if he identified us with an eagle or a chicken? Why not a chicken? Let me tell you why. I'm sure that some of you live out in the country. Ain't that right, Jeff? And you may even have some chickens running around your place. Ain't that right, Jeff? Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Some of you might even know a little bit about chickens. Whatever your knowledge is, I want to try to expand your thinking by sharing a couple things with you that I hope will help you understand why God said you can be like an eagle and not like a chicken. It's kind of crazy, right? Stay with me. God has something for you. The first thing that I think we need to understand is simply this. God did not identify us with being a chicken, because, you see, chickens are not leaders. Chickens are followers. A chicken is a follower by nature. A chicken can be out in the barnyard, minding his own business, not paying no attention to anything else. And if he looks up and sees a bunch of chickens running across that barnyard, he will immediately stop whatever he's doing and take off chasing after them. Because, you see, he don't want to miss out on nothing. He don't want to miss out on anything. And he ain't going to lead the pack, but he's sure going to jump in behind it and follow them to see where they're going and what's up. You see, a chicken is a natural born follower. Well, God didn't create us to be a follower. You understand me? You see, God created us to be a leader. And see, a perfect example of that is when we talk about how we have led someone to the Lord. God didn't call us to be a follower. God called us to pave the way for the follower. The second thing I want you to understand about chickens is this. They are natural born squabblers. Do you know they'll fight over anything? They will literally fight. If a chicken picks up a bug and the rest of them see him pick it up, man, the fight is on. They will chase that chicken all over that barnyard trying to take that bug away from that chicken. They can walk around a grasshopper all day long and never touch it. But the moment one chicken decides it wants that grasshopper, they all want that grasshopper. And if that one picks it up, there's a fight, and they'll run, and they'll take it from each other. Chickens are just natural-born squabblers. They will fight over anything. The third thing that I think is important is this. Chickens have absolutely no interest in the heavenlies or in the things of God. You see, a chicken, it's kind of crazy, isn't it? A chicken is completely content to live in the barnyard. Do you know that? They will live in that barnyard and they'll walk around with their head on the ground and they'll scratch out something, just some little minuscule thing that they might find in there to eat. And you know, chickens have feathers. They're a feathered bird. But do you know that none of them will even try to fly? Do you know why? Because they've come to that place where they've accepted the fact that they can't. I mean, they won't even try, and they'll run around and peck and everything else, but that's about the end of it. They're chickens. So what's the point in all of this? A chicken's life is very limited. It's very confined. It's very predictable, and it's very boring. And God knows that. You see, God knows that, and so he did not tell us that if we will trust in him, we can have the life of a chicken. Because you see, God, I need you to understand something this morning. You see, God doesn't want your life to be limited and confined and predictable and boring. You see, that's not what God called for you. God didn't call you to live the life of a chicken. You see, God created you to be more than that. So he says in Isaiah 40 that you can literally be like a spiritual eagle. And if you take a look at their life, let me tell you something. It's completely different. Let me ask you something. When you think of an eagle, just when you think of an eagle, what do you see? Just in your mind's eye, what do you see? My mind immediately begins to envision this majestic bird 1,000 feet up in the air, soaring and riding on the currents and the winds that are high above the mountains. When I think about an eagle, I see this majestic bird that's up there who is king of the sky and master of his own domain. You see, that's what I see when I think of an eagle. And why is it that we see an eagle in that kind of a light? Well, because there's always been something special about them. You see, the eagle is our national bird here in this country. Do you know that for hundreds and maybe even thousands of years that the eagle has been recognized by nations and kingdoms and empires as being the king of all the birds? We got him on our money, on our stamps, on seals, on our flags, on emblems, and it goes on and on and on. And now here in God's word, he's telling you and I that of all the birds, that it is this majestic eagle that you and I can be identified with. Isn't that pretty amazing? Yes. It's that majestic eagle that God says we can be like. You see, I believe God is telling us that we were created to be and that we have the ability to become a spiritual eagle for God. Do you understand the concept? Do you get that? Just do this. Got it. With this thought in mind, I'm going to take off my coat. With this thought in mind, I want to share, I want to share a few things with you about an eagle's way of life that will give you a more intimate understanding of why God has identified us with him. Listen to me. Do you know that when an eagle finds a mate, they mate for life? Do you know that? They mate for life. Till death do them part, eagles mate. Let me ask you something. When God sends us our mate, and we are put together as one, what is God's desire for our life? Is it not to be together till death do us part? Is that not what God said? I mean, it's part of our vows. It's part of the vows that we take with each other. Is it not? And do you know that when it comes to raising a family, that both of the eagle parents share the same responsibility? Do you know that we're supposed to as well? When it comes to those eagle parents, listen to me, and this is all true. Both of them will sit on the eggs. Both of them will guard the nest. Both of them will hunt for food. Both of them will feed the young. Both of them will train those young to be great eagles at some point. You see, raising a family in an eagle's environment is a responsibility that is shared by both parents. Are you beginning to see the similarities? When you look at a baby eagle, it's almost as like you're looking at into the face of a newborn Christian. When they first come out of that shell, their eyes are wide open and their mouth is wide open. Have you ever noticed that about a newborn Christian? Man, they want to see everything and know everything all at the same time. Ain't that right, Kevin? They just want to see everything. They want to know everything, just like that baby eagle. And let me tell you something. They learn right away that when their mouth's open, that their mom or their dad's going to fill it with something that will help them to grow and become strong and mature. Do you know God's like that? He's like that great father eagle, if you will. And I'm going to show you something here in a moment, taking care of his young. Look at what he says in Psalm 81, verse 10. Psalm 81, verse 10. Look what he says. It was I, the Lord, your God, that rescued you from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide. What did I just say about the baby eagle? Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it with good things. You see, this is God speaking to you and to me. And just as that adult eagle knows exactly what that baby needs in order to become strong and mature and healthy and grow into what he's supposed to grow into, let me tell you something. It's the same with you and me. God knows exactly what we need to grow and become strong and be able to mature into that person that he wants us to be. You see, we can only become that person of God if we consume the Word of God. Because you see, that's what God has laid out for us. And anything less than that, we become spiritually weak. Let me tell you something. If you sit at home all day and read your and watch your television, don't read your Bible, you will become spiritually weak. If you got a video game stuck in your hands and your face on the screen out there watching video games and you don't take time to read your Bible, you're going to become spiritually weak. You get stuck reading things out there and watching videos that you got no business reading and watching, you're going to become spiritually weak. God knows exactly what we need. He knows exactly what we should have in order for our life to be full and mature and to grow into the person that he wants us to grow into. And so he lays his word out for us to consume so that we too can become strong and mature for him. Let me tell you something else about a baby eagle. It's amazing when you read about the life that they were born into. You see, the parents, I love this part. They build this big, huge nest way up on the mountaintop, far away from any of the natural enemies of their babies. And then they go and they build this nest and then they pad it with all the furs of the animals that they have hunted so that it becomes nice and warm for that baby that's coming. And then when that baby gets in that nest, a young eagle will snuggle up under that wing of that mother or that father, where every move is watched, where every need is provided for. And I want to show you what God said in Psalm 91. Look at this. Psalm 91 says, those who live in the shelter or the nest, I think I'm in the wrong spot there. Those who live in the shelter or the nest of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. He will shield you with his wings. He will shelter you with his feathers. His faithful promises are your armor and your protection. You see, life in an eagle's nest under the wings of the parent, man, that's wonderful. And I'm sure that a baby eagle could probably just stay there forever. But you know, a baby eagle soon learns something or discovers something that's very important to their life. Eagles are meant to fly. Do you understand that? You see, eagles are meant to fly. Their very nature demands it. That yearning was placed inside of them by God. And that's why the Word of God says that they will mount up. Is because they have a desire that God placed within them to get out of the nest and to be. Well, let me tell you something else. It's the same with you and I. You see, we too were created to experience heavenly heights. God created us with that same sense in mind. And he placed within each one of us a desire, a need, a want that we should spread our wings of faith and that we should fly as well on the winds of the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you something. Anybody here want that this morning? Amen. Is there anybody here this morning that really, truly wants to ride on the winds of the Holy Spirit? Amen. You see, that's God's desire for you and for me. God doesn't want us to be a nest dweller. So of course we want to ride the winds of the Holy Spirit. Look what he said in Colossians 3. He says, since you've been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits at God's right hand in the place of honor and power, and let heaven fill your thoughts. Do not think only about the things down here on earth. Let me ask you something. Now I want you to be honest with yourself. Please, just be honest with yourself for just a minute. How long has it been since you felt like you were riding on the winds of the Holy Spirit? Seriously, let me ask you a different question. Have you ever felt like you were riding on the winds of the Holy Spirit? Those are some pretty tough questions. When you ride on the winds of the Holy Spirit, you experience new heights. I want to share a story with you that I found that I thought was really great. It goes like this. He says, there was an old farmer who was walking out in his fields one day when he found an eagle's egg. He picked it up and carried it to the hen house, and he put it under a hen that had several eggs under her already. And sure enough, when the egg hatched, out came the oddest and the ugliest looking chicken that hen had ever seen. And when the other baby chicks chirped, this one would screech. When the mother hen clucked, all of her babies except this ugly one would come running. There just simply seemed to be no understanding between them. It was as if they were speaking two different languages. And because he was odd, all of the others picked at him and pecked at him, but of course he was odd. He was an eagle who was trying to live the life of a chicken. But then one day, when he was out in the barnyard, a huge shadow passed over him, and it was a father eagle soaring high above him in the sky. And the father eagle looked down, and he saw that little eagle in the barnyard. Seeing that it was one of his own kind, he swooped down and gave a loud screech as he passed by. And the young eaglet looked up, and the father said, "What are you doing down there? You are not a chicken. You are an eagle. And eagles were not created to live in a barnyard. The heavens are your domain. Come up here," he said. And the little fellow wondered what he should do, because up to now the barnyard had been his home, but he really was never happy there. He just didn't seem to fit in with all of the others in the barnyard. He knew there had to be more to his life. He knew there had to be more. Let me ask you something. Have you ever felt like there was more? Have you ever felt like that? Like there was just more? It was then that all of a sudden the truth hit him of who he was. And he discovered his true identity. The father eagle had said to him, "You're not a chicken, you are an eagle." And deep down inside of him, he felt the urge to respond to the father eagle. But when he tried, he couldn't get up off the ground. The father eagle screeched again, "Just jump. Just jump and flap your wings," he said. "You can fly, but you have to try. Just jump." And the little eagle made a feeble jump, flapping his wings, and landed on top of the barnyard fence. And the father eagle screeched again, "Child, jump higher," he said. "You can do this." He said, "You have to try. You have to try." He said, "Jump." And he said, "And I will sweep under you. And I will carry you on my wings." So the young eagle made another jump, just as the father asked him to do. And the father did what he said he would do. And with a mighty leap, the young eagle was riding on the wings of the father up into the heavenly realms. Let me tell you something. God created you, and he created me to be an eagle. And I believe deep down inside of you that you want to be an eagle. I believe you have the desire. But I'm also afraid that, and I want you to listen to me, I'm also afraid that some of you may have become content to live in the barnyard. What does that mean? It means that some of God's children have adopted the mindset and the attitude and the lifestyle that restricts them from being all that God called us to be. See, the barnyard has become their comfort zone. It's become their comfort zone, and they like living there because it doesn't make any demands of them, or it passes out no challenges to change, so they like living in the barnyard. You see, you get up every morning and you go to work. You come home from work and you sit down and have a bite of supper, watch a little TV and go to bed and get up the next morning and go to work. You come home from work and have a bite of supper and sit down and watch a little TV, and then you go to bed and you get up the next morning and you go to work. You come home from work and you have yourself a little bite of supper, and then you watch a little bit of TV and you go back to bed and you get up the next morning and you go back to work.
Yes.
And that's what your life has become. That's what life becomes when we settle for living in the barnyard. We just live in the barnyard. We exist. That's it. And I don't mean to step on your toes, so pull your feet in. There's more to life than that. I want to tell you something, and I need you to hear me. God is calling you out. He's challenging you. He's placing it before you this morning to spread your wings of faith. And he says, if you will do that, you will mount up on wings like eagles. Not a chicken. And I know that some of you, listen to me. I know that some of you have stepped out and taken that first leap, that first jump. And I know that you've landed up there on the fence post. But you've settled in there. And you've never accomplished, you've never finished what God is calling you to do in your life. And that is to fly on the winds of the Holy Spirit and experience the life that He's created you to experience. God has more for you. Do you know what Jesus said in John 10:10? He said, the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. Look what He said. He said, but my purpose is to give you a rich and satisfying life. That's what Jesus said. If you look at the NIV, He said, I've come to give you life and give it to the full. More abundantly. You see, that's His goal for us. Some of you that are here this morning, you need to step back and take another leap. And you need to let the Father come up under you and lift you back up to where you want to be and He wants you to be. Before I close, I want to share a couple things with you about how a parent eagle trains their young. And I'm trying to rush through this. You know, a mother eagle will watch those babies until they get all of their feathers, and when she thinks they have matured enough, she'll begin to stir that nest. Stay with me. She'll begin to stir that nest. And she'll start by tearing out everything in it that makes them comfortable. Ain't that just like a mama? She'll take all those nice furs that she's padded that thing with that makes it so comfortable, and she'll throw them out of the nest. And then she'll take her talons and she'll start pulling sticks up and stakes up, and she'll live it like this, all up inside that nest. And she'll make it so uncomfortable in that nest that them babies don't want to live there no more. You see, she'll start stirring that nest. And when she's done with that, she will then begin the process of helping them to develop the strength in their wings. She'll get over next to the nest, and she'll hover, and she'll just sit there and start flapping her wings. And the babies will see their mom doing that, so they'll step over there, and they will start imitating her. And she'll flap them faster and harder and faster and harder until they do the same, strengthening the wings, that part of them that's going to keep them in the air. And just before she takes them out on their first solo flight, she'll perch over the edge of that nest and she'll begin to inspect them for loose feathers and things of that. And she'll start plucking out anything within them that will hinder their flight. Let me ask you a question. Look right here. Have you ever felt like something was stirring your nest? Have you? Have you ever felt like something was just stirring within you? Have you ever felt that inside of you, but you just wasn't sure what it was, but you knew there had to be more? You could feel that stirring going on inside of you, and before you knew it, you just felt lost because there has to be more to my life than getting up and going to work and coming home and having a bite of supper and watching a little TV and going back to bed and get back up Monday morning and go do it again. There has to be more to my life than that. There has to be. God, you didn't put me here just to do that. You ever feel that stirring? That says there's got to be more. There has to be something else going on inside here because God didn't create me for this. Could it be that God is telling you that you've stayed in your barnyard long enough? Could it be that he doesn't want his eagle to become a nest dweller? You see, sometimes God will tear up your nest to get you in the air. He'll usually start doing that by inspecting you for those things in your life that keep you from flying. Look right here. That'll keep you from flying. Things like bad habits.
Yes.
Things like addictions. Things like strongholds in your life. Things like those secrets that only you and God know. You see, God will start inspecting you for those things because he knows those are the things that'll keep you grounded living in a barnyard. And so God will start looking at your life and God will start wanting to pull them out of you and remove them so that you can fly, you can soar, you can be all that he created you to be. God will start inspecting you. Wow, he's an amazing God. You know, when you get those feelings, don't get discouraged. It's just God. It's just your Father getting you ready to mount up on wings like eagles. Oh, man. Let me get back to the last part of this message. After a mother eagle has removed all of those feathers from her young, this is crazy, man, but she'll get over next to that nest and she'll spread her wings. And she will let out a scream. And that scream is known exactly what is meant by that, but to the young. It's like a command to them for one of them to step out and get on her back. Read about it. And they'll hold on with those talons, and they'll grab a hold of her with that beak. And when she is sure that that baby is secure, that mother will step out off of that ledge. And she will begin to soar with that baby hooked up to her. And she'll climb up high above the mountains. She'll climb up high above the mountains, riding on the winds and the currents. And that young eaglet will begin to experience things and feel things that he has never experienced before. You see, he's going places he's never been. He's feeling things he's never felt. He's having feelings in here that he's never ever experienced before. Riding on that back. And do you know that that mother eagle, she'll take that baby up 1,000, 2,000 feet, and when she is sure that everything is where it needs to be, she will all of a sudden start shaking and fluttering, and she'll throw him off her back. She'll just throw him off. And he'll start spinning around and flapping his wings and trying to stay up, but without a moment's notice, man, it's time for his first solo. But let me tell you something. That eagle won't just say you're on your own. You see, that eagle will circle around that young one and keep an eye on that young one as he flutters and somersaults until he gets so close to the ground that it looks like he's not going to make it. And then she will gently swoop down to where he's at. And she'll grab a hold of him with her talons. And she will take him back up another 2,000 feet. And let him go again. You see, that's the way God does with us. We'll holler, God, no! Yes. And God says, one more time. God, no! One more time. Let me tell you something. I want to point out a couple spiritual truths that go with that. Just as a mother eagle will spread out her wings and command her young to step out on it, do you know that God has spread out His word and commanded us to step out on it? And just as that baby will hold on to the back of that mother, do you know that God has commanded us to hold on to the promises that He has given us in His word? And let me tell you something. Just like that baby experienced that unexpected shaking in his life that caused him to lose hold, there's going to be times in your life when you're going to experience an unexpected shaking that's going to make you lose hold, maybe, of your faith. It very well may cause you to lose grip even of the promises that God has made you in His Word. Maybe something has happened to you in your life. Maybe someone left you or hurt you. And so now we let go. We don't stand on the promises anymore. Our faith begins to shake a little bit. But let me tell you something. Don't give up and don't get frustrated and don't go back to the barnyard. Because, you know, just like that mama eagle watches over that baby as it's falling, do you not think God is watching you? Do you not think God is watching you as you're tumbling? Do you not think God has got His eyes on you? God's watching you. God knows how our faith gets shaken sometimes. God knows that sometimes things happen in our life that cause us to step away and just say, God, I don't want to see it anymore. And God says, I got you. God says, I got you. I got you. I got you. I got you. Wow. I want to show you something. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11, look at this. Like an eagle, this is God talking. Like an eagle that rouses her chicks and hovers her young, so He spreads His wings to take you. Look what He says. He spreads His wings to take you in and carries you aloft on His wings, His pinions, His wings. You see, God's not going to let you fall. God's not going to let you fall. In Psalm 37, 23, it says this. It says, if the Lord delights in a man's ways, He will make his steps firm, and though he stumbles, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with His hand. And then Paul said, let me tell you something. God created you. You got to get this. God created you to be a spiritual eagle for Him. And Philippians 1:6, Paul said, He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. God's not going to give up on you. So here's the bottom line. I'm going to start closing this down a little bit. And don't leave, because this is a great close. God gave me something for you. God doesn't want you to settle for living in a barnyard. Do you understand that? He doesn't want us settling for anything. We don't have to settle. We have a Father that owns it all, has it all. But He really doesn't want you in a barnyard because you're not a chicken. You're not a chicken. God created you, called you, and is training you to be a spiritual eagle, and He wants you to mount up. That's God's desire for you. I have a poem. It's called Eagle Free. I want to read this. It's not very long. It says, an eaglet in its downy nest surveyed. Could you play some music? Just put it on low. Please. It says, an eaglet in its downy nest surveyed the scene below and asked with animated zest, oh mother, I would know will I someday begin to fly as high and as far as you? And the answer came, of course you'll fly. For that's what eagles do. High born you are, and high you'll stay, and higher still you'll go. You'll never know an earthbound day, crawling to and fro. Now dashing down and soaring high and floating on the air, flying where you will to fly, now free to do and dare. I'll take the down from out of the nest and let the thorns protrude. I'll let the thorns disturb your rest and halt your nesting mood. Then soon you'll climb upon the edge and you'll stretch your pinions out. You'll totter on that eerie ledge and ponder the space about. Then with a wing, I'll knock you off to flounder, to flap and fly. And then with a swoop, I'll pick you up and I'll never mind your cry. I'll put you on that perch again and then I'll knock you off the nest to see if you will stand the strain and stand that acid test. I'll give you an opportunity to prove that you can fly. And then with a final chance to see if you will fly or die. I'd rather rugged, jagged rocks would claim you as their own than bear the taunts and jeers and mocks that says you've never flown. But fly you must, and fly you will, and you'll conquer gravity, and you'll know the zephyr's golden thrill, and you'll fly for all to see. My eagle child, this word I give, looking to the sky. For though an eagle flies to live, an eagle lives to fly.